This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 23, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. NASA has admitted that it ended, then buried the results of, a four-year airline pilot survey because publication of the results would have rattled the public's perception of airline safety. A person familiar with the survey, speaking anonymously, told the Associated Press the pilot said near collisions and runway incursions occur as much as twice as often as the government's official numbers. NASA had a contractor survey about 24,000 commercial and general aviation pilots over nearly 4 years. Then, it shut down the project at the start of 2005. The AP source said he was stonewalled through 14 months of Freedom of Information requests. Last week, NASA ordered the contractor to purge the survey results. Whoever blew the whistle may have achieved his aim. Officials at NASA's Ames Research Center now say they'll publish a report by the end of this year, almost 3 years after the study was shut down. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association held a teleconference for the press Monday morning to answer FAA claims on Friday that it exceeded its fiscal year 2007 controller staffing targets. Union President Patrick Forey started by noting the late Friday afternoon timing of the FAA's press release, too late for a response to be picked up by weekend media coverage. NATCA had 2 points to make in its press conference. First, that FAA staffing numbers hide the fact that control towers are increasingly staffed by inexperienced new hires, while career controllers continue leaving as soon as eligible for retirement. NATCA's second point, that the FAA is consistently and increasingly underestimating retirement levels. You can read more of the union's response in the print version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. Tomorrow's ANN special feature will let you actually listen in on Monday morning's press teleconference and reporter Q&A. Two single-engine planes on approach to Republic Airport in Farmingdale, New York, collided about 5 miles from the runway Sunday night at 1,100 feet. Both made safe landings with no injuries. Airport officials told Newsday a Cessna 152 suffered damage to its windscreen and wing, and a Piper PA-32 Saratoga lost 12 inches off a wing and had a fuel tank punctured. A landing light from one of the aircraft was reportedly found in the front yard of a home under construction in nearby Dix Hills. FAA spokeswoman Arlene Salek said both planes were operating VFR and were returning to Republic when the accident took place. It was not immediately known if either plane was in contact with a tower at Republic. The cockpit voice recorder from an ill-fated Indonesian airliner has provided a glimpse into why the nation's air travel industry is under fire from international regulators. The Garuda flight overran a runway in Indonesia March 7th. 21 people died and more than 100 others suffered terrible burns when the plane came to rest in a rice paddy and burst into flames. Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee found the pilot was singing during the approach, violating Garuda's sterile cockpit rules, and later fixated on landing the aircraft, ignoring 15 loud alarms in the cockpit and 2 warnings from his co-pilot. In June, the European Commission blacklisted all 51 airlines based in Indonesia, denying them landing rights anywhere in Europe starting July 6th, after concluding that the nation's aviation safety standards were below international minimums. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. NASA rolls the dice on heat shield tiles. China's first lunar probe could launch this week. And hedge funds are making Delta pilots nervous. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Alan Klapmeyer of Cirrus Design talks with ANN's Jim Campbell about his company's possible bid for Columbia Aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.